This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. There's this thing called hipster racism. And I'm going to read a piece from an article, and it has to do with Lena Dunham and a friend of hers she went to college with who was a writer on her program called Girls. And this young black girl who's a writer is essentially lamenting, is saying why she left and lamenting working for Lena Dunham, who apparently she went to college with. Now, here's what it says. Zinzi Clemens issued her own statement on Twitter, writing that she would no longer write for Lenny Letter and urging other writers of color to eschew writing for Dunham, whom she accused of being a racist. Clemens began by alleging that having known Dunham since they were in college together, she witnessed Dunham's racism firsthand. Clemens wrote, "For all you writers who are outraged by what she did, I encourage you to do the same, especially women of color. She cannot have our words if she doesn't respect us. To eliminate any doubt, I know exactly who Lena Dunham is and who she was before she was famous and have for years, and I will tell you." Now, Clemens wrote that she's known Dunham since their college years. They shared overlapping social circles. Clemens noted that she, quote, "avoided these people like the plague because of their racism," adding, "I'd call their strain hipster racism, which typically uses sarcasm as a cover, and in the end, it looks a lot like gaslighting. It's a joke. It's just a joke. Why are you overreacting?" She said she's heard people use the N-word and try to act like it was all a joke. Now, here's what's interesting about this. This black chick, Zinzi Clemens, goes to work for her partner, her buddy, Lena Dunham, who is a troll. This is a very vile human being that admits to molesting her own sister, and Hillary Clinton's friends with her, does interviews with her. Anyway, this black chick knows Lena Dunham, and supposedly knows of her racism. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't listen to blacks coming out of college that are under the age of 40 years old talking about racism. And here's why. They don't understand it. They've been educated about racism in ways that you and I go, what? That's racist? So anyway, this young girl goes to work for her friend who she knows, according to her definition, is a racist. But she only gets mad at her when, and I'm presuming this is when Lena Dunham stood up for a man who she said, you know, wasn't a sexual harasser or something like that. That's kind of where all this thing has come from, is this idea that there's a guy who Lena Dunham protected. Now, and early in the broadcast, I played a clip from Kathy Griffin who says, "I don't understand why Lena Dunham would do this." Now, I want to step back for a second and ask, why would Lena Dunham protect a guy? She's a feminist, a lesbian who's molested her sister, has written many, many TV shows now, a couple of them anyway, successful TV shows, is a Hollywood darling, even though, ooh, not much to look at. Friends of Hillary Clinton. Why is she standing up for some guy? Maybe it's because she's got a conscience. Look, I don't know anything about this guy's story. I'm not even going to bother with it. But here's what I will tell you. Women will accuse men of doing things that they haven't done in order to play the gender card. Don't act like you don't know it exists. Look at divorce settlements where a woman will say of the father of her children, "He molested my children," knowing that he didn't, or "He used to beat the kids," or "He used to beat me." Why? For personal gain. I want the kids. I want to make your life miserable. I want more money in a divorce settlement. And I could go on. Look, I'm not going to tell you that things against women don't occur. They absolutely do. And every time they are, they're atrocious. And it's like when I talk about black issues. I wouldn't tell you that there aren't issues where cops have overreacted with blacks, where racism hasn't existed with blacks. But what I will tell you is the overwhelming times that it's said that it's happened, it hasn't. It's a figment of people's imagination, and it's been used against people. Darren Wilson is a perfect example. A police officer doing his job and everybody talking about, he shot that boy, he had his hands. There was nothing close to that. And I could go on with many, many other instances where people have blatantly lied. And then I could actually make it personal. I could tell you stories, family and against myself, where people have blatantly lied. Provable. But they still lie. So I'm not going to diminish the idea of these acts occurring. Not at all. I'm not naive. I know they occur. But here's what I will tell you. All we're talking about here, when we look at all these issues we're dealing with, John Conyers is in the news because he paid off a woman on his staff who he sexually, made sexual innuendos and overtures to, a Congressional Black Caucus member, that he'll tell you he's standing up for women. The women who watched him do it, they'll tell you they're standing up for women. They're Democrats. Look at almost every place we're evaluating this, it's Democrats. And you know what they do? They want to have a poster child. So they take Roy Moore and they say, look at what he did. He did, oh my goodness, 35, 40 years ago, he did this. Really? Well, you know what? Al Franken did his not long ago. Bill Clinton did his and is still doing his. He's flying on planes that are set up with mattresses. the stuff surrounding him and Epstein going to this island so they can molest kids is, it's well known. But anyway, back to this black chick who's now mad at her friend who gave her a job who she now says is racist. Now, I don't know anything about Lena Dunham except the little bit I tell you. I think she must be talented because they're giving her work. I don't know. That's for you to decide. I don't watch her shows. I told you my thoughts about her just from a looks perspective. And knowing the little bit that I have learned about her, I think she's a vile human being. But somebody thinks she's talented. And the girl that was her friend in college, a black chick, thought she said, hey, Lena, can you hook a girl up with a job? And she did it. And now Lena Dunham says, somebody's being unfair to this man. I know this guy, and I'm not saying she's a good person for character, but my suspicion is she probably does know this guy and that something did not happen. Whatever they're saying occurred did not occur. She's trying to come to this guy's defense, and now they want to jump on her. See, that's liberalism. You don't know who to believe. But I'll tell you this, I don't need to defend any of them, but I will defend us men, conservatives.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs. And it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board-certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Hey everybody, Kevin Jackson. It's Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. The question is, did Mueller expand his investigation to include Barack Obama, Eric Holder, and Loretta Lynch? See, Mueller's got a lot of explaining to do. They make him out to be the most pious man in D.C., and I don't believe it. Newsweek reported this a while back. The FBI said it had no comment to Newsweek's questions about whether Mueller alerted senior Obama administration officials, including Clinton, about the investigation before they brokered the deal. The DOJ did not immediately respond to questions. As Secretary of State, Clinton, along with then-Attorney General Eric Holder, presided on the U.S. Committee on Foreign Investment that approved the deal. They're talking about the Uranium One deal. Now, this would have been enough for somebody to be clamoring to shut down this investigation if it was going against a Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama, if Donald Trump had assigned somebody that had colluded with the team that set up the deal. But the left haven't said anything. So anyway, according to True Pundit, U.S. Special Counsel Mueller's sweeping investigation into President Donald Trump's White House expanded its probe into President Obama's White House. expanded into the tenures of Eric Holder and Loretta Lynch in their official roles as U.S. Attorney General for Obama's two terms in the White House. And it says here, Mueller's team for the first time has requested a number of DOJ records and emails related to Holder and Lynch, including additional records linked to Obama, and Valerie Jarrett, who served as Obama's senior advisor during the time that he was in the White House. And this is according to federal law enforcement sources. Now, I'm telling you right now, I don't know if this is real or not. True Pundit, we've used before. I haven't found any fake news on their site. Like, they're no CNN. But I couldn't verify any of this. Now, is it highly likely? Yes. Anyway, he goes on to say this. The revelations could indicate that Mueller's looking at Obama and his Justice Department's role in attempts to secure FISA warrants to spy on the Trump campaign in 2015 and 16. Or he's delving into the Uranium One debacle, even though Mueller himself is implicated in this growing scandal. Now, here's why I don't think it can be Uranium One. Because Mueller's implicated. Now, he writes this. A cynical investigator would hypothesize Mueller could be getting an early and discreet look at the Uranium One records to gauge any evidence implicating his personal exposure. It would not be the first time Mueller bent a few laws. However, such a feat would be difficult to pull off in such a team-oriented investigation setting. So, I agree with all of that. That's why I don't think it's Uranium One. I think it's, can they look at the FISA warrants? They did not confirm, according to the True Pundit, whether Mueller is specifically seeking the records. But the guy says, we can read between the lines, although there are many known and emerging Obama-linked scandals at play. Now, there's enough reason for Mueller to investigate almost the entire Obama administration. So this story is certainly believable that he would expand the investigation. And let me give you one example. Obama claimed to not know about Hillary Clinton's private server. There was a record of this. Then we discovered that he indeed knew about her private server because he responded back to her on it. He had sent her emails on the private server. So given that revelation, one can see that why Mueller would expand his probe into the emails of at least Obama. And as far as Holder goes, I mean, look, this guy's been needed to be investigated for a while. And we all know that Lynch, how she's escaped an investigation up to this point, means that she's got a lot of dirt on some people. The meeting on the tarmac warranted an investigation months ago. And the fact that Loretta Lynch used a code name in her correspondence with Bill Clinton was the first clue that we needed to be looking into that. Then, when we finally get the notes on that meeting from the FBI, what do they show? Redacted. Explain to me how the two of them claim, oh, we talked about our grandchildren and golfing and vacations or whatever. Then why was it redacted? If you got nothing, unless you just want the names of your grandchildren out, yeah, well, you know, Benny's now, you know, in the third grade, and, you know, little Jill is over here doing this. Take the names out, but, I mean, have you seen the documents? It reads like a spy novel. You know, where they've got all the redactions. And finally, add to this, the undocumented meeting where, by happenstance, these two ended up on the tarmac in Phoenix, Arizona, and it was a grounds crew person who went, that's weird. That looks like an official president. I don't know all the details, but he spotted them and went, that's not right, and alerted the media, who then told us they were there, because had it not been for that very observant young man, we would not even have known that meeting had ever occurred. It was an undocumented meeting. And understand the backdrop of what was going on there, where Loretta Lynch, who's already said to Comey, don't call this an investigation, call it call it an issue or something, you know, something benign, but don't refer to it as an investigation. And so he obliged. So Hillary Clinton is formally under investigation that they're telling, don't use that term, running interference form. Then they have this clandestine meeting with a code word and redacted formal, you know, understanding of what was discussed at the meeting, and they want you to believe it's all on the up and up. So we should have had this investigation months ago. That's common sense. And Mueller should have recused himself. So unless he plans to actually do the right thing and convict this cadre of leftist crooks, he needs to get out. Because I suspect he's pulling a Comey. He's gathering information together so that he can purge it. And if I were the FBI, I'd monitor orders for bleach bit and hammers. What kind of hammer did they use? I would just look for stuff. Because let me tell you something. This is a scandal beyond biblical proportions. And the left know it. They understand this. Their house of cards is so precariously built that any small gust of scandal is going to make it come falling down. So I'm anxious to see how this plays out over the next couple of weeks if it turns out that Mueller is investigating. And again, I looked for multiple sources when we were talking about this. We wrote about it, and I made sure people understood that, look, I don't make any bones that we got information here. And there were no references from True Pundit. They say they got this information directly from sources. Is that true? We'll find out very shortly. But I'll tell you this. Even if it isn't true, it certainly should be. And that's the way we cover it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
President Trump is spending his Thanksgiving at his Mar-a-Lago resort, which he has nicknamed the Southern White House. Now, the president also spent time thanking our troops for their service.
You're the ones who keep America safe and strong and free. You do a job like nobody else, and it is really great respect that we all have. You are very much appreciated.
What are you thankful for this Thanksgiving? USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky speaking with people eating at the Tavern Restaurant in Fayetteville, Georgia.
I'm thankful for my children. They're wonderful, beautiful people, and I'm thankful for that.
Here at the Tavern Restaurant and Bar in Fayetteville, the majority of people say they are thankful for...
For my family, my beautiful family.
Others thankful for police and the president.
I am thankful for our first responders. They're an integral part of our society.
I'm thankful for the way the country's going right now.
This is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Everybody knows the iconic Marion Barry. Three or four time mayor of D.C., was it? Multiple times. And it was horrible. D.C. turned into a yet another city that becomes a cesspool. They chased all of the entrepreneurs and the people that spur, you know, ingenuity and what have you, and they chased them out to Virginia and to Baltimore, etc., and left D.C. just to be a, quite frankly, a escape from New York scenario. And Marion Barry, as you guys know, was a crackhead, and he's a clinic. And what happens when you let leftists run a city, and particularly black leftists? Now, people will get mad at me and say, Kevin, there you go, making the race and all. No, it's Democrats run cities into the ground, and black Democrats run them into the ground faster. That's just the truth. Marion Barry, it was horrible what this guy did to D.C. He used nepotism and cronyism to put all these people around him, and then it became a corrupt, yet another corrupt system. It should be the representative city of America, and it became a corrupt cesspool. And it remains that. It doesn't matter what deal is being brokered or whatever. It's all political. It's all money changing hands, graft and greed, and just you name it. That whatever could be negative about a deal, you can find it in D.C. on steroids. And under Marion Barry, it was horrible. I remember when we were writing, I was writing papers about this guy, you know, or articles, and trying to figure out just where you couldn't even tell where the corruption ended. Everybody in his administration had their hand out. It was like dealing with an African nation. And I know how that works because I've dealt with them. You know the beauty of dealing with the corrupt nations of the world, particularly those in Africa? You know exactly what the payoff is based on the level. You got a $1 to $5 payoff. You got a $5 to $20 payoff. You got a $21 to $100 payoff and so on. And you knew what level you were working with based on what the guy was looking for. Well, Kevin, that'll cost you. How much will that cost me, buddy? That's going to cost you about $60. You know, okay. So you knew what level of bureaucrat. This is going to cost you a few thousand. You know, you were at the contract stage. And so everybody knew it. Everybody in government goes, if you want to, I can do your paperwork, but if you want it to happen and you want it to happen right away, it's $20. Boom, here you go. Oh, you need to get a second signature? He's $100. Got it. Boom, there you go. You pay up enough the food chain and you get the deals. And it's a sorry system because the rich get richer and the poor get poorer because it's whoever can pay for the deals. And Marion Barry ran D.C. very much the same. He had city council people, he had assistants to this, deputy this, blah, 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 and they're all getting their little cut of the pie while the people suffer. Worst schools, some of the worst schools in the country. Worst hospitals. You name it. And Marion Barry would go back to the Fed and he'd say, hey, we need more money. And then Congress has to vote them up because they don't run like a regular city. They're not taxed like a regular city. So they'd go to Congress and get more money. Now, I don't know how things worked in D.C. with respect to like retail taxes and all that, but they were mostly funded by taxpayer dollars. And Barry would constantly go back and get more money. But they weren't getting more money to improve things for Philly, for D.C., to make the place safer. And it became a very dangerous place to live. Still is, for the most part. But the reason why I'm talking about this and talking about Marion, D.C. rather, and Marion Barry in particular, is because they want to honor the man. So here's a clip. Tucker Carlson was talking to the guy who wanted to honor him. And when you hear this clip, we're going to dissect it. But if you hear what I hear, you'll be angry.
Across America, during our own Cultural Revolution, all kinds of statues are being torn down for all kinds of offenses, whether it's racism or imperialism or existing more than 200 years in the past. But here in Washington, D.C., the city council wants to build a brand new statue honoring deceased Mayor Marion Barry. Barry, of course, had a long history of racially charged remarks. He was a convicted drug offender, too. Does he deserve the high honor? Jack Evans is a longtime D.C. city councilman. Everyone in town knows Jack Evans. He supports the Barry statue. He joins us tonight. Jack, thanks for coming up.
Oh, Tucker, thanks for having me.
So no one would deny the charm of Marion Barry. I know you served with him on the city council
Absolutely.
For a long time.
Yep.
But roguish doesn't really begin to capture Barry. He was like truly a terrible mayor and openly a race baiter and kind of without real achievement. Why would you make him the subject of a statue?
Well, I have to say, he was an iconic figure here in local Washington.
He was, for sure.
Without a doubt. And so it was one of my ideas to have a statue to him because of what he was able to do for the African-American population in our city and for the city itself. Now, remember, you wind the clock back when he came into office in 78. The city was new. First elected mayor was in 75. And he was able to, in his first term at least, really create a Washington that we have built on since that time.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. So Tucker sets the stage for Marion Barry. He introduces he's somebody intrinsic to D.C. politics, Jack Evans, and he says, Jack, you've served with Mayor Barry. What are your thoughts? Because Tucker says he's a rogue, he's a race baiter without real achievement. And Jack Evans didn't argue. And Tucker says to him, so why is it you want to have the statue built for him? And he says, well, yeah, I'm the one who wanted this. Now, Jack Evans is a white guy. Seems like a nice guy. He says, we need to honor the man. Now, again, Tucker says the guy's a rogue, a race baiter, without real achievement. All very true. Jack Evans doesn't deny it, but says, well, Mayor Barry was an iconic figure. So was Robert E. Lee. So was Bull Connor. There are lots of icons. Is he saying that everybody loved him or what? That's just not true. He says, I want a statue of him because of what he did for blacks in D.C. and the city itself. At least he gave himself some wiggle room by saying in the city itself, because why would you honor somebody for what they did for blacks? What you want to honor somebody for is what they do for humanity. I'll use Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., for example. Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. did something for humanity. He didn't do it for blacks. He called upon the vicious nature of white Democrats and said to, or I should say the vicious white Democrats, and called upon them to look at their nature and say, look, you know this is wrong. That's what he did. He didn't do that for blacks. He did that for humanity. That's not something that's just, oh, okay, well, now that we've got white people that don't hate blacks, it's okay for black people to hate whites. Because Reverend Martin Luther King, I should say, would be just as appalled at black people today doing exactly what whites used to do to us, to them. He'd be appalled. He'd be angry. He'd be hurt. So, people that, oh, that was for black people. So, Marion Barry, if he was going to improve D.C., he shouldn't have been improving D.C. for blacks. He should have been improving D.C. for humanity. What is it to do? We're going to improve it for blacks. So, somebody nailed that down. Well, we're going to put a hip-hop club at every corner? We're going to allow drugs to be dealt openly? What? What are you going to improve for blacks? And I'm not trying to belittle the black community. I happen to be part of it. But what I will tell you is, don't do me any favors. How about you help our city? How about you help our country? How about you help humanity? And then I'll let the chips fall where they may. I'm going to help blacks. What is it? What problem do we suffer that this guy believes Barry needs to single us out? That's unbelievable to me. And he says, well, you know, he was elected in 78, but, you know, our first elected mayor was in 75. Okay, well, what does all the dates have to do with this? He says they then built on to Washington. You know, the continuing legacy of Marion Barry. So if Washington turns out to be good, it all started out because a crackhead mayor got caught in an FBI sting and the city improved. If the city improves right now, it will have nothing to do with Marion Barry. You know what it'll have to do with? You guys know the answer. It'll have to do with Donald Trump. It'll have to do with the way he changes the nature of how these people think. Go to D.C., you'll see what I'm talking about. The biggest snobs in the country live there. You think you've met a snob on the West Coast, Beverly Hills, or somewhere in California? Forget about it. Biggest snobs in the world. Right there on the Potomac.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Hey, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. KJRadio.com. 844-551-8255 if you want to reach us. We are embroiled in a situation right now, a time in America where the women's movement feels like it's making gains. I guess the LGBTs have taken a back step to women. And now suddenly women are under fire. We're hearing of allegations that date back decades. And suddenly it's all come to the fore. And Harvey Weinstein did it. A leftist, Democrat, progressive, who claims that he's building the careers of young women when in fact He's taking advantage of them. The women's movement watched him do it, him and others, and said nothing. And suddenly, it's all men's fault. And we've got, look, the explosion's been crazy. Weinstein first is the big news. And then suddenly we had, what, Kevin Spacey. And now it's gone through Conyers, John Conyers, member of the Congressional Black Circus. He paid off a woman. Then we find out Congress has paid $15 million or $17 million, whatever. It's quite a bit of money as hush money to various people in Congress. We don't know who they are. My suspicion is most of them are going to be Democrats. Because let me tell you, if there were Republicans, you wouldn't have enough hush money to cover it up. So I want to know. I think you deserve to know. I think we as taxpaying citizens deserve to know. So we had Conyers. And now we've already had Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton should have been the Weinstein of his day. Think about that. Clinton was a horrible person. In fact, the video that's been circulating is when Hillary almost gets hit by the camera lights. And she and Bill Clinton, they were asked by 60 Minutes, I think, I forget the guy's name. They were asked by 60 Minutes, you know, were you having these affairs? And Bill Clinton said, no. And then all of it falls. It's almost like a lightning bolt struck and hit him. They were about, Hillary was about to go into, well, what you have to understand is these women are going to lie. No, what we have to understand is that you people are going to lie. So while Bill Clinton was running for office, he was asked point blank, did you have affairs, etc.? He said no, it was a lie. Then he gets elected, and of course we know the outcome of that. He got impeached because of Paula Jones, and the thing that the straw that broke the camel's back was Lewinsky being seen in every picture. This guy, every time Bill Clinton was around, there was Lewinsky. So we find out, you know, through Linda Tripp, that she kept the evidence of Bill Clinton's shenanigans with her, and he finally tells the truth after he lied and lied and lied, lied about Paula Jones, of course got him, as I said, impeached, and on and on. So that's where we stand. We've circled full back to Bill Clinton, the guy who really lit the fuse on, it's okay, it's his private life. Whose business is it of yours? We played a clip earlier of Gillibrand saying, you know, 25 years ago is very different from now, and we can't, you know, we've got to apply the same standard now, you know, whatever. You know what? Gobbledygook and double talk, because the standards applied has been applied for decades. Bill Clinton was wrong then, and he's wrong now. Anybody who supported him then supported a liar. The same way, if you're a supporter of Black Lives Matter, you're a liar. Same way, if you're a supporter of Hillary Clinton and you think that she's the best person for president, you're a liar. The same way you want to try to make people believe that Barack Obama was the best president ever, you're a liar. And I could go on. Liar, liar. Hands on fire. Now, four new women accused Bill Clinton of sexual assault. And I think this is one where the left is saying, you know what, Hillary, if you won't go away, we're going to chase you away. We're sick of you. The Daily Mail reported this story. That Bill Clinton, pardon me, finds himself back in the spotlight. Daily Mail reports this. They say he's facing explosive new charges of sexual assault from four women. Highly placed Democrat Party sources who served in both the Clinton and Obama administrations have apparently broken this story. I'm reading this. The current accusations against 71-year-old former president, whose past is littered with charges of sexual misconduct, stem from the period after he left the White House in 2001, say the sources. Attorneys representing the women who are coordinating their efforts have notified Clinton they are preparing to file separate lawsuits against him, four separate lawsuits. As part of ongoing negotiations, the attorneys for the women are asking for substantial payouts in return for their clients' silence. Now, here again, do I blame these women the way I would blame these Holly weirdo chicks? Nah. It's long past. They should have already have said what they did, but the fact of the matter is there was enough evidence against Bill Clinton that he never should have occupied the Oval Office. Now, I'm not mad at him. because he stopped Bush 1 from becoming president. And now that I've learned all that I have about him, you know, I'm not going to say Clinton was a bad president, because he probably was a better president than any of the Bushes. I know. Hard to believe that, but probably true. Anyway, back to this. So the Clinton legal team has confirmed the existence of the new allegations. But we're not learning anything new here, in the sense that you had to believe there were more women than we are presently aware of. We're probably aware of, and I'm just guessing here, about, say, 10 to 12 women that Bill Clinton had some sort of a, you know, a sexual tryst with or whatever, all the way from just a, you know, normal flirtations to out and out rape on his part. So that's where we are with that. Remember back in the 90s, Clinton paid, he's already settled one lawsuit. He paid $850,000 to settle a sexual harassment lawsuit by Paula Jones. She worked for the state of Arkansas when Clinton was governor, and she detailed a story where, and I know I'm not exactly sure about this, but it's close to this. I think Bill Clinton, she was at an event, excited to meet the governor. He invites her up to his room and promptly asks her to perform a sexual act on him. And she was like, no, 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 whatever, and she leaves. And he ruined her career, if I'm not mistaken, and ostracized. She was ostracized for years and finally gets an $850,000 settlement, which isn't a lot of money, honestly, not for the amount of the grief that she went through. And then, of course, she got a nose job or whatever else, maybe some, you know, some other enhancements. I'll leave it at that. But she was the cause of his impeachment procedure. So that was the beginning. And I don't know if there were other people that settled, because we'll probably never know. But the fact is, if we know of 10, you can bet there were at least 40, 50 others. Many other cases not litigated. Juanita Broderick, she's finally getting her due by saying this wasn't just some innocent flirtation. This man raped me. Anyway, they say the negotiation with these four ladies has reached a critical stage. They say if they fail, according to sources in Clinton's inner circle, the four women are said to be ready to air their accusations of sexual assault at a press conference, making Clinton the latest and most famous figure in a list of men from Harvey Weinstein to Kevin Spacey who've recently been accused of sexual assault. Now, they refer to incidents that took place more than 10 years ago. Early 2000, Clinton was hired by Ron Burkle, Playboy billionaire investor, to work at one of his companies. And Clinton helped Burkle by being an ex-president, flying around with this businessman. And they said on the plane, they would have a flock of beautiful young women at their disposal. And it was the nickname, the joke name of his airplane that Burkle owned was Air Frick One. And I cleaned it up. So it's a play on Air Force One, the middle word being the F word. And I want you to just let that sink in for just a second. When I hear stories like this, I laugh in the face of leftists and the never Trump idiots who dare compare anything Donald Trump did to people like Bill Clinton or Harvey Weinstein or this guy Burkle. And let me tell you, we're going to learn of a lot more of these high-powered Democrats who've done far worse than even Clinton. But Air Blank One, certainly presidential, isn't it, Bill Crystal? I mean, think about this. This is a guy that, oh, you know, there's some class when he saw pictures of Bush with Obama and all these other people. Yeah, that was class. That was when class occupied the White House. Yeah, well, I find it interesting what the definition of class is by these neocons. Receiving fellatio from an intern while sitting in the Oval Office, multiple trips on Air Blank One, the trips with Epstein to the island, yeah, whatever.
Is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.